Want to take a moment to offer some congratulations to some local sports teams. The University of Arkansas cross country teams had a successful weekend of competition this past weekend. Both teams had a 1-2-3 finish at the Southeastern Conference Championship. The women's team collected its 14th SEC title, while the men's team earned its 21st SEC title in 23 years. In the USTF CCCA rankings, which were released yesterday, the women's cross-country team fell one spot to number 3, while the men's team moved up into the number 9 spot. Both Razorback teams will return to the course at the 2013 NCAA South Central Regional in Waco, Texas, which is on November 15th.
Hobbs State Park Conservation Area is hosting a number of events this weekend, including a self-guided scavenger hunt, story time with Mother Nature, a hike, an eagle cruise, and more. For more information, you can call 789-5000. I've always wanted to take an eagle cruise.
Becca
Martin Brown always... She's always talking about him.
So. And it sounds like a good time. Yeah. And I know you can see them. But of course, it would be my luck. I would go and not see one and be disappointed. But I do know that you see them.
Yes.
So we just need to do it.
Maybe we should do that this fall.
I like it.
Okay.
Add it to our list of things to do.
Yeah.
Something else you should add to your list of things to do. The Osher Lifelong Learning Institute at the University of Arkansas is offering a free showing of After the Tsunami, right?
Yes. Larry Foley.
Mm-hmm. That's at 2 o'clock this Sunday in room 107 at the Global Campus Lecture Hall. The event is free and open to the public, and you can get more information by calling 575-4545. So earlier in the show, when we were discussing Edible Oaks, Arkansas, we mentioned Feed Fayetteville. Well, that organization is hosting its next simple food cooking class at 5:30 Monday afternoon at its Fayetteville Community Food Hub, which is located at 221 South Locust. This class will be taught by Wendy Finn of I Am Spa and Stacy Wheaties of Dark Star Visuals, and it'll feature nori rolls, miso soup, and green drinks. To register, you can call Wendy at 466-8294.
The American Red Cross is organizing blood drives in Benton County in a few weeks. The first blood drive is scheduled from 1 to 5 p.m. November 21st at General Electric in Bentonville. The second donation opportunity is scheduled from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. November 27th at Krispy Kreme in Bentonville. A complimentary t-shirt will be presented to donors while supplies last. More information is available at redcrossblood.org.
And a couple of deadlines to remind people about. The Federal Emergency Management Agency has announced that the application period for assistance to firefighters grants for the fiscal year 2013, they are now open. These types of grants can cover the costs of crucial items for firefighters and paramedics, such as firefighting equipment, rescue equipment, and communications equipment. The AFG application period closes at 4 p.m. December 6th. Questions can be directed to the Grants Help Desk at 1-866-274-0960, or you can email firegrants@fema.dhs.gov. The Help Desk is open from 7 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, but it will be open until 4 p.m. on December 6th. For additional information, you can visit fema.gov/welcome-assistance-firefighters-grant-program.
In the tradition of life-changing Southern food and great Southern writers, Slim Chickens is donating a $500 book package to a school in each of the markets they serve. And I know their markets are really growing. I keep seeing Slim's Chickens popping up all over the place. So. Kids kindergarten through sixth grade can stop by any Slim Chickens location and pick up an entry form. Simply write a short essay telling how your favorite teacher has changed your life for the better. Turn it in at the counter, and you're entered to win a huge book package for your school. Slim Chickens will choose their favorites, and prizes will be awarded Monday, December 2nd. No purchase necessary to enter. Contest is open to anyone aged kindergarten to sixth grade. Prizes will be awarded in Central Oklahoma, Northwest Arkansas, Central Arkansas, Eastern Arkansas, and Texarkana. For more information, visit slim-chickens.com/essays.